for America.
Well, the White House not exactly ending the year on a high note. A new poll from the Washington Post, ABC News, puts the president at the worst public approval rating of his presidency.
At this point, my goal every single day is just to make sure that we're delivering something.
Fighting for Idaho.
Colorado's marijuana industry getting a seal of approval. The state now handing out more than 300 business licenses to marijuana retailers, growers, and testing facilities.
Fighting for you.
Even though we have problems in our country, this is the time of year to look at all the good things and all the blessings that we have.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Hey, buddy, you keep up the good work. Stay fired up, and I think your show's even better now that you're married.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And good morning, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller here with you. Blessed to be a part of your morning commute. And by the way, we'll hit a bunch of topics this hour, and we'll appreciate your phone calls at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Now, I have the unknown mystery guest. Are you going to speak, or are you going to wait till there's a topic that you want to speak about?
Good morning, Idaho. I want to apologize first, Kevin, that I didn't make it to your Christmas thing there.
We had over 30 people here.
I know. I was busy practicing my witchcraft, and then had a big party for the LGBT group in the state, and we partied hardy, and it was a lot of fun, and we thought, God, we got to get Kevin down here. You know, he would enjoy this. So, yeah, I apologize once again for not making
it. Well, Linda from Emmett and Tea Party Bob and Russ Smurs, the old gang, Pat from Middleton, they were Tom Munns, very upset that you weren't here.
Hey, what can I tell you? You know, Tom Munns was there? You're kidding.
But Ronnie wasn't, so we're still thinking that Ronnie and Tom Munns are the same person.
It's like Spider-Man, you know.
Peter Parker.
Yeah, he jumps in the phone booth and puts on Superman a minute later. Is he Spider-Man or is he Superman? Or come on, Tom, come on out of the closet.
You're telling Tom Munns to come out of the Ronnie closet.
There you go.
By the way, is that a new shirt?
Yes.
Grandpa, World's Greatest, that's a very nice shirt.
Thank you.
Now that you've apologized, you're welcomed back into the fold. You're kind of like my prodigal son. You leave me, you come back. You always make things interesting.
Well, I've been over in Israel the last week.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you were with the LGBT community and the Wiccans.
Yeah, I was. You don't think we have a group in Israel?
I see.
Okay. I was busy. We're trying to figure out how to get rid of the mosque and get that temple going.
Okay. Now, are you ready to introduce a topic, or do you want to wait?
I'll wait, Kevin.
Okay. Ronaldo, please turn down the unknown mystery guest's microphone, and maybe we will talk about your favorite topic, smoking the dope, coming up, because that'll get people fired up, hopefully. You're back again.
Well, I just want to, you know why they call it a roach clip, don't you?
No.
Because potholder was taken.
All right, Liberal Steve, thank you very much. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Big story today nationally, as you heard at the top of the hour from Fox News. Another bombing in Afghanistan.
The troops were apparently traveling in a military convoy in Kabul when an eyewitness says a bomber rammed a sedan into the convoy, that about half a mile from Camp Phoenix, a U.S. base. NATO says three troops are dead, no word yet of nationality. By one count, more than 150 NATO troops have now died in Afghanistan this year, including six Americans in a helicopter crash early this month. Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Now, how many of you have seen the preview for The Lone Survivor, that new Mark Wahlberg movie that is based on the best-selling book, The Lone Survivor? And here you have this group of SEALs that were surrounded by the Taliban, by the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and you have one survivor. And the only reason why this kid survived is because you had the Afghanis take him in, and then they wouldn't turn him over to the Taliban. That's about the only military movie I've seen. What else have we seen? Zero Dark Thirty, that talks about killing Osama, which really it's about this young lady and that she's just socially inept and she stands by. And if it hadn't been for the courage of this young lady, which I'm sure is true, that's great. That's exciting. But what about our men and women? What about, you know, let me just say this. And if I never do another talk show in my life, at least I told you what I really feel. And you can do the same. I'm sure many of you are very happy that your loved ones, whether at Mountain Home, Gowan Field, or home, and you should be happy. And you should hug them and caress them and hold them close. God bless them. And to our veterans in the veterans home, to people that are suffering from a post-traumatic stress disorder, from TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, we need to hold them and protect them as they have protected us. But we still have a group of folks that are in harm's way, and I wish that we weren't governed by the Federal Communications Commission, because there'd be a slew of profanities coming out of my mouth about how the media has not done the right thing, has not covered these troops, and we've let them over there with a corrupt government to just wait it out. And many of you know that when I came here, I was broke. Financially on the cusp of being ruined. And as I said, if it hadn't been for my parents bailing me out like I was a little kid, I would have gone under. And one of my many regrets in life is I didn't spend my own money that I didn't have to go see the 168th in Afghanistan to see what that joint was like. To be there with the troops. And I wish, I've never wished to be Mr. National Jabroni, but I wish we had the power to focus enough spotlight, enough emphasis on those people in Kabul, in Bagram, in FOBS, because the media is not doing it. Out of sight, out of mind, not in our hearts, not in our minds. Tea Party Bob joins us at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Kevin, how are you this morning?
Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot. Good morning, sir.
No, I can't believe you actually have Liberal Steve down there at the station. What's going on? You guys getting cozy?
He just shows up. He is like my child, my protege.
Please, not a child. God.
He is, and he leaves me. He comes back, and here he is.
Oh my goodness. You know, you're right about the media.
He's always welcome, though, here.
He's always welcome. He was welcome on Christmas, but he never showed up.
I know. Well, sometimes he gets mad at us and chose the LGBT community and the Wiccans, according to him.
Kind of like the media. They've chosen the gay rights over the troops.
How so?
Well, listen, they got plenty of time to cover the gay rights. I mean, look at the papers lately. They don't have any time to go over there and cover the Afghanistan war or the people dying over there. It just kind of surprises me. I wanted to touch on two things you hit hard today. One was the militarization of the police. You know, Homeland Security has granted over $34 billion in the last 10 years to the state and local police departments to combat terrorist threats and drug trafficking. And what's happened, they've been given all this military training to fight al-Qaeda, but instead they're using the same tactics for crowd control and protests. You know, we're becoming a SWAT team nation. You know, it seems that the deployment of SWAT teams is becoming more and more an everyday event. Now, I'm all for keeping law enforcement personnel safe in dangerous situations, but the more militarized we make them, the more likely they're going to abuse their power. And it's happened many times in the past when they were exercising crowd control. Police managers who feel they could be outgunned were going to continue to move towards bigger and more powerful weapons in an ever-escalating challenge of better armaments. Who has more armaments? You know, coupled with the military design of the police bureaucracy itself, it lends itself to a serious problem with their ranks, because the belief that the increasing power against the citizen is always justified, regardless of the violation, is a wrong way to think. I don't think the police understand that by the use of new paramilitary tactics, in many instances, they are going to cause an escalation and bear more responsibility for the adverse outcomes. Whatever happened, you know, as you said, to police actually going down and talking a subject down, I think we would be better off investing in the police taking some psychology courses in college to learn how to deal with these situations, rather than donning their vests, bringing out their MRAPs and their M14s or M16s or whatever they have nowadays, maybe they get a little bit...
Well, you and I were on the phone watching those disturbing images, and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not Los Angeles, we're Napa, and I'm going, look, I go, hey, and you couldn't believe it, I go, turn on Channel 7, you'll see that guy with the M16 pointed at the building.
You know, what is different about this than when we were trying to have better armaments than the Russians in the Cold War?
Yeah.
You know, it just escalates things further and further every time you have a new confrontation. There's a time when you have to use reason. And I know that some of these people you can't use reason with. Well, when you can't use the reason, use the force. But you don't need to always bring the MRAP out and always have a SWAT team there. There are times we can actually talk people out of things. But I think they've forgotten how to do that in a lot of cases.
Tea Party Bob, will we see you tomorrow?
I'll be there.
All right, look forward to it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, our friend Tea Party Bob. With the Gem State Patriot, we go to Two Fly Bry, who surprisingly is a really good cook, and I'm still dreaming of that egg casserole you made for the Christmas party.
Well, I was going to bring in some yesterday, but I heard you had the day out, so I just consumed the rest and enjoyed the day. And had a little Thanksgiving. Hey, Kevin, you mentioned a little earlier about remembering our troops and whatnot. If I may, I'd like to put out a call of respect and of honor to Chief Petty Officer 3rd Class Travis Raymond Obendorf, who, with the Coast Guard, perished in a mishap trying to help a vessel in distress, up in the in the oceans of Alaska, the seas of Alaska. And he's from Idaho Falls. He was cremated, and his remains were delivered to his family this week. And I just wanted to also say that, you know, even those in the Coast Guard who helped defend our coasts and rescue people in their deepest hours of need like that, I'd like to just say thank you to the Open Door family, and may God bless them in their time of sorrow.
Well, Brian, good point, and we share what you just said.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Two Fly Bry with us. Coming up next, Glenn Greenwald defends Edward Snowden. Is he a hero or a goat? That would be Snowden, number one. Number two, one car dealership is told by its local city government, take down your flags. Never mind that they're there for the troops. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
The D&B Garden Show with Debbie Cook, Saturday mornings at 10 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Kevin Miller with you here. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. So what happens if you're a car dealership and you want to support the military, which is what we've been talking about? Have we forgotten? This out of Idaho Falls. Let's take a listen.
Partner troops, we're even doing a Christmas donation box for the veterans.
Autos for Less owner Jonathan Long was told by the city of Idaho Falls to take these flags down after apparently receiving complaints.
With that notice, I pulled the flags down, and then after thinking about it overnight, I became more and more upset and decided to do something about it.
Long contacted the code enforcement officer and was told the flags are considered portable signs and do not follow the city's sign code regulations. Long was told he could face 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine if Autos for Less continued to fly these flags.
And I'm just really upset that we can't support our military.
One of Long's employees is especially upset.
It really hits home for me. I'm a veteran. I was in the Navy. And I have a son that actually went to Afghanistan in the province of Helmand and fought for this country, literally. And we love to support our troops.
The city says it's not the content of the signs, but simply the rules. So for now, Autos for Less will have to cooperate.
But we do support our troops, and hopefully we'll be able to get our flags back up.
In Idaho Falls, I'm Tyler Berg.
Thank you there, Tyler. Kevin Miller in the morning here. So here we have, once again, you know, whether it's these jabroni homeowners association, where in the Constitution does it say that the homeowners association has more power than the people, more power than the Constitution, more power than the freedom of expression. And here you have this in Idaho Falls. Well, we don't want to support the troops because of the zoning ordinance. Okay, I'm sure a lot of people don't want to sacrifice for their country, but they do it because it's the right thing to do. And it would be great if people in Idaho Falls decided, look, we're going to support these autos for less. Or better yet, start petitioning and showing people the power of patriotism. And that's really what it comes down to. Pressuring local officials to do the right thing. But more often than not, hey, look at the Xbox One. It recognizes my voice. It reads my bioscans. No, it won't turn everything over to the NSA, but I'm going to play Madden Super Bowl 25. Or I'm going to go check out and go to the Eagle ski park that's not even up yet. But what a kick in the teeth to the military. Here you have this dealership that says, we want to support the military. We want to support local folks. Imagine if that happened in Boise or Meridian or Napa or Caldwell. You know, usually when it comes to supporting our country, we're always embarrassed. Well, I don't want to put up that flag. How many flags do you see in your neighborhood these days? How many flags do you see during the 4th of July? Surely we see a lot of flags supporting our favorite sports team, but we don't see a lot of flags supporting our country. And this country is unique because we don't have some homogeneous natural origin. We all come from different places. So what unifies us? Culture. What unifies us? Language. What unifies us? Government. What's been shred and under attack since the Cultural Revolution of the 60s? Language, culture, government. And we see that today with the apathetic millennials that feel entitled to things. Not all millennials are that way. You that are the exception, God bless you. But the rule is, no, they just want to do what they want to do. And George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton could have done the same thing and not died for their country. You know, this business, do you think they want to be on the front page of the news? No, of course not. But they're willing to stand up. That's what makes, for me, the Snowden story so compelling. Glenn Greenwald, the guy who broke the story, I don't know why he goes on MSNBC, but every time he goes on, it's entertaining at 580 KIDO.
Report.
Well, Glenn, some people have looked at the journalists whom Snowden has chosen to give information to speak with. It's a select group of journalists. What do you say to your critics who say that you've become more of a spokesman for Edward Snowden?
I think that's ludicrous, is what I say to that. Every journalist has an agenda. We're on MSNBC now, where close to 24 hours a day, the agenda of President Obama and the Democratic Party are promoted, defended, glorified. The agenda of the Republican Party is undermined. That doesn't mean that the people who appear on MSNBC aren't journalists. They are. I think every journalist has a viewpoint. My viewpoint is very clear. I don't hide it. It's that I think what Edward Snowden did is very admirable and heroic. But at the same time, the ultimate test of a journalist is what you publish accurate and reliable? And I think with regard to every story that we publish over the last 6 months, there hasn't been a single correction made to any of them. Very few have been called into question. And I think that's the ultimate question when it comes to, is this journalism?
Well, I think the point is not so much about MSNBC and what happens here, but more that sometimes when you talk about Edward Snowden, you do defend him. And some people wonder if that crosses a line.
Sure, I do defend him, just like people on MSNBC defend President Obama and his officials and Democratic Party leaders 24
well,
hours a day.
Not everyone on MSNBC
I don't make any bones about
that 24 hours a day.
No, not everybody, but a lot of people on MSNBC do. And so, sure, I don't make any bones about the fact that I consider what Edward Snowden did to be quite heroic, just like I consider what Chelsea Manning did to be heroic, and Daniel Ellsberg, who's one of my political heroes. I, as a journalist, am very grateful when people sacrifice their own interest to come forward and bring transparency to the United States government. That, to me, is what journalism is about, and we need a lot of that in the United States. So I absolutely do defend what Edward Snowden does, and I don't pretend otherwise.
There you have it, Glenn Greenwald laying the smack down. He's right. What we need to make happen here locally is people like Glenn Greenwald's. not so much from the special interest groups, but people actually putting it on the line. Do you know an example? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Good morning, Kay Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, unnamed mystery guest, are you going to say anything or are you just going to continue to talk to me off the air?
I'll listen, Kevin.
You're going to listen?
Yeah, I'll listen.
Now, didn't you tell me off the air that you thought it was the end of the conservative movement?
Oh, absolutely. We'll have a Democratic governor in the state of Idaho.
Now, how do you say that? How can you, and again, a lot of people think that you and I contrive this segment, that you're a made-up character, but you're not. You are really liberal, Steve.
Yeah, I'm a real human being, but getting back to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but I'm just setting you up here at 580 KIDO. So where did this come from? In fact, you were going to run for governor.
Well, now that we have a man that's worth $67 million.
A.J. Belukov.
Yes.
Who has told us through his minions that come January he will join us on this program.
Yes. I told you he would. Did I not say that he would be on your show?
Well, let me put it to you this way. You did say that, but you say a lot of things.
It is the tipping point, Kevin. It's the tipping point.
Well, make your case then. I'm going to shut up. Make your case.
Okay. The tipping point is, what have we had for the last 20 years? What have we had for the last 8 years here in the state of Idaho? And the young people that were 10 are now 20. And they're saying, gee, my folks bought all this. They bought into this Republican Party in this state. And they're intellectuals. You know, there a lot of them are college kids now and everything. And they're saying, hey, it didn't work. And they know Andrus, you know, because Andrus publicly has come out several times. And they say, you know what? We're going to tip the boat. We're going to go all Democrat in this state, and we're going to reverse everything in this state, and we're going to turn it around. And we'll even have gay marriages here, I predict, within the next 4 years, allowed in the state of Idaho, which is great, by the way, because everyone needs the pursuit of happiness, and you can only be happy when you're with the one you love. And I'm always happy because I'm with me, and I love me, you know what I mean?
580 KIDO, though, enough of your Andy Kaufman-esque analysis. Going back to legitimately, and I'm asking this from a political scientist point of view, I can't see how Belukov wins. I can't see, and you know, the governor right now, and this is a well-known fact, is mad at me because it was reported that I have endorsed Senator Fulcher. No, I've given everybody an opportunity to come on this program. The governor has an open invitation to come on this program. I've heard through his folks that that's not going to happen for quite some time. However, at 580 KIDO, I just don't see how this state would turn, whether it's Fulcher, whether it's Otter, to Belukov, unless he spends a ton of money. And even then, what's the registration advantage? 4-5 to 1 when it comes to Republicans to Democrats? Something insane like that.
But they'll be coming out of the woodwork left and right. Yes, they'll lift up the sewer caps and come out and vote because you think that's where most of them live, Kevin, but that's not the way it is. And the Fulcher thing.
Now, that's not fair.
The Fulcher thing, Kevin, is like, you know, I'm a dad. I'm going to sit down and listen to my kids. You know, they've been my kids for 15 years. They're now teenagers. It's about time I sit down on the sofa and listen to them. That's the same thing Fulcher did with, I got to go out in Idaho and listen to people. How long has he been a politician?
And but you're saying, you're saying that it's going to be like very similar to Obama. Young people are going to vote for, was it Belukov, 67?
Yes. He's a young man. And these young kids, what do, Kevin? They tweet, they Facebook, they email. Nobody's got control of that except the NSA. The state can't look at it.
We go to the phones. Linda, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I've been listening to Liberal Steve here and there with this conversation. And I think we need to get somebody in younger that understands the needs of the people of Idaho better than I feel someone who is 67 years old would do. Now, I'm not knocking the wisdom and knowledge of someone of that age. But I would also like to see someone who is in more step with the age group that is here in Idaho.
Well, do you really believe, though, that a Democrat could beat either Governor Otter or Senator Fulcher? One could argue that the governor would be a stronger candidate based on his popularity to the general public. He's been involved in politics since 72, elected many times to statewide office.
Yeah.
I can't see, and I've said this before, really, anybody beating him outside the primary. And even in the primary, you would have to have everything go Senator Fulcher's way. I just don't see the governor as a beatable candidate, do you?
No, I don't. And I've only been out here 10 years, and I'm, you know, I'm not that familiar with his politics, but I've heard a lot of good things about him. But I've also heard a lot of nonsense about him, but that's true with any politician.
Well, the only thing that could be his undoing is based on the legislative session, whether or not we have a gas tax increase, whether the gun issue goes nowhere, and people are upset about the possibility of Medicaid expansion, which has been the undoing of Governor Jan
California
Brewer.
California and a lot of states that I can name, you know, off
sure.
the top of my head. But there's, you know, there's good and bad to both sides. Increased Medicaid could help certain people, but it sure could kick the rest of us in the pants.
Linda, thank you for the call.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, there you have it. Linda from Emmett, part two today.
Democrats use
You really haven't
sense.
Proven your case. You've just made some, again, unflattering comments about everybody but Mr. Blukoff, and you still haven't proven your case. Let's move on. You think that medical marijuana will be here in Idaho soon, that will legalize pot.
I think Idaho will go the same way as Seattle. I mean, you can't surround an island.
We're not Seattle.
As Washington, then.
We're not a bunch of dope smokers.
There's a lot of Boise, Idaho's in the state of Washington. A lot of small towns in the state of Washington. Kevin, now...
A lot of taxes in Washington, too.
Kevin, here's the thing.
A lot of taxes in Washington, too.
There's nothing wrong with a lot of taxes in Washington. There's nothing wrong with taxes.
We don't need taxes here.
Taxes are a necessary evil to complete mankind in the form they should be completed in. Taxes.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying it's a socialist country. It's a socialist state.
It's period. Not a socialist
yes,
country.
Yes, it is. If it wasn't for socialism, you wouldn't have a road to drive to work on, period. Somebody would own it and charge you a toll. If you couldn't pay it, you'd go to debtor's prison. That's the other thing, Kevin. Why do we have a...
Where do you come up with this
where
stuff?
Where do we have misdemeanors for someone that's picked up for paraphernalia in their car, but yet someone can drive down the road at a 0.18... And it's the same thing. It's a misdemeanor. And then, don't tell me we don't have a debtor's prison across the United States, which the king used to have in England. You would go to jail if you couldn't pay your fine. You have people in jail because they can't pay their fine for some stupid mistake. They can't go out and work it off. They have to sit in jail, and that
somehow
has to
get paid.
Once
again, you have not proven your point.
My point is the people are waking up, and the government's going to go back to the people. You know, that's the problem. The government is no longer the people. That's... All across the United States.
What does this have to do with legalizing dope smoking?
The people want dope legalized. If you want to call it dope, you know, if you want to call it dope, that's fine. But it's just
dope.
It's just a product. It's just a product. And we can put the corporations in South America out of business, which run a lot of our courts.
You're not making any sense once again.
I'm making a lot of sense, Kevin. A lot of sense. I mean, look.
Where is this going to come up? Where is this going to come up that all of a sudden that you're going to have this epiphany and the dope smokers are going to come in and get that legalized in the state of Idaho?
Well, there's a lot of Ronnies out there. I'm against all types and forms of medication that alter the mind. I'm against all the pharmaceuticals that they allow the children to take and the adults to take. Oh, I'm depressed. I'm going to pop this. Oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I'm not feeling good. Oh, I'm tired, so I got to take this. People just need to exercise and eat the right foods, and they'll be fine. But a lot of people need to escape, and I understand
You're
that.
You're on medication. I'm on medication.
I understand that.
You're on medication.
Yeah, but I'm not on medication for the mind. I'm on medication for the heart.
I'm on medication.
I'm on medication for the heart, not the mind, Kevin.
Right, but back to
it's
the... You have not proven your case here.
You know how many people on Prozac have committed crimes that didn't even know they did?
You're not proving your case. Once again, you go from A to C.
What's my case?
you made the statement that you believe that marijuana will be legalized in the state of Idaho.
Yeah, it may not be in the next 4 years, may not be just in the next
like
10
you,
years,
you
but
made
it
the
will.
Case that all of a sudden there's going to be this big wave of Democratic influence that is going to derail the Republicans from owning the governorship.
Kevin, we'll invite you to the meetings, okay? And then you will
what
understand.
Meetings? What meetings?
The meetings of the takeover, the Democratic takeover in the state of Idaho. It will happen, and Idaho will be better for it.
Will be more taxed, more liberal, more socialist. How is that good?
That is good. More taxes are good, period. I'm not talking about taxing the businesses. I'm talking about
taxing the people. You still haven't proven how Butch Otter could be beaten.
Butch Otter will easily be beaten.
By who?
And there's a lot of time now.
By who?
Oh, by the way, don't turn the page and tear it out that I might not run, Kevin, because if our Democratic, what he has to say doesn't...
Malukov.
I'm not going to even try and pronounce it, okay? You know how dyslexic I am.
A.J. Malukov, a very successful businessman.
Very successful, but I'm saying if he doesn't say what we think he should be saying, Kevin, I might
Who's
throw my hat
we?
In the ring. The people. The people that are going to change the state of Idaho.
I see.
Kevin, I can't put names out there on the air. You know, that's not the right thing today. That's what the NSA wants to do. That's not what I want to do.
I see.
And let me give you a heads up on the Facebook people out there. You complain about the NSA. They're listening to this. They're listening to that. But yet they go on Facebook. They put down their name. They put down their age. They put down where they're born, what school they went to, what college they graduated with. They show pictures of their children.
Did you
they
say
put
graduated
everything
with?
Graduated with. Anyway, they put all that information out there with nobody asking them to. So now anybody can get everything that they want on an individual that's on Facebook, and they put it there themselves. So why are they complaining about
that? What does
this
have to do with medical marijuana being legalized in the state of Idaho?
It has everything to do with it. People are more open.
The more he talks, the more it stays the same.
People are more open, like
Facebook. 580-KIDO. Let's get to traffic.
What about that?
On Schnitt, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Final question for you, but I'd like you to hang around. I just want to get Pete Williams in here as well. To the extent that you have aided and abetted Snowden, even in his current movements, why shouldn't you, Mr. Greenwald, be charged with a crime?
I think it's pretty extraordinary that anybody who would call themselves a journalist would publicly muse about whether or not other journalists should be charged with felonies. The assumption in your question, David, is completely without evidence, the idea that I've aided and abetted him in any way. The scandal that arose in Washington before our stories began was about the fact that the Obama administration is trying to criminalize investigative journalism by going through the emails and phone records of AP reporters, accusing a Fox News journalist of the theory that you just embraced, being a co-conspirator in felonies for working with sources. If you want to embrace that theory, it means that every investigative journalist in the United States who works with their sources, who receives classified information, is a criminal. And it's precisely those theories and precisely that climate that has become so menacing in the United States. It's why the New Yorker's Jane Mayer said investigative reporting has come to a standstill, her word, as a result of the theories that you just referenced.
There you have it. Glenn Greenwald versus David Gregory. One of the best sound clips of the year when we talk about the state of journalism. But can you blame the journalists? Those that are brave, they're living in Brazil because of the government. Well, intruding. You look at what happened to the Fox News reporter. You take a look at what has happened with the good, wholesome, conservative, God-fearing people that have been persecuted by the Internal Revenue Service. Now hanging out in Russia, home of the gulag, where he's safer there than in the good old U.S. of A. Folks, we've got to bring it back. And we've got to start each and every morning by getting out the information right here with me and to make a difference. Because who knows how much longer we'll be here? I don't know that. And when it's over, we can say, well, we left no bullets in the chamber, right? Let's get you to traffic now at 580 Kennel from 5 to 8, live local talk about the issues that impact your life. Hope you had a great Christmas, a happy new year. We're not going anywhere. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.